And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 1st of March, 2009. It's the birthday of Ralph Ellison, born Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, 1914. His grandparents on both sides had been slaves. His parents moved to Oklahoma, a place with no history of slavery, in hopes of giving their children a better life. He went to college, interested in music, sculpture. But after he met Richard Wright and Langston Hughes, he decided to become a writer. Richard Wright became his mentor and pushed Ralph Ellison to write fiction. He joined the Merchant Marine in 1943, got a kidney infection, went to recuperate on a friend's farm in Vermont, took his typewriter out to a barn, tried to work on a novel, wasn't getting anywhere. And one day, out of the blue, he typed the sentence, "I am an invisible man." And 7 years later, he published it, the novel, Invisible Man, which became a bestseller and then a classic. It's the birthday of the poet Robert Hass, born in San Francisco, 1941, who said, "Take the time to write. You can do your life's work in half an hour a day." It's the birthday of the poet Howard Nemiroff, New York City, 1920, a pilot during World War II, and then a professor at Bennington College. Howard Nemiroff, who said he liked teaching because he could do all of his explaining in class, and that allowed him to write poetry with no explanations. It's the birthday of Richard Wilbur, the poet, New York City, 1921. Served in the infantry in World War II. In his foxhole, he read Edgar Allan Poe and wrote poems, which became his first book, The Beautiful Changes, came out in 1947. Richard Wilbur, who said, "The poet speaks not of peculiar and personal things, but of what in himself is most common, most anonymous, most fundamental." And it's the birthday of Robert Lowell, born Boston, 1917, who met the poet Alan Tate and pitched a tent in Tate's front yard, stayed there for 2 months. He said he learned from Alan Tate that poems must be tinkered with and recast until one's eyes pop out of one's head. His breakthrough book was Life Studies, came out in 1959, in which he used less formal language and dealt with personal issues, mental illness and marriage and the war in Vietnam. It was called the first confessional book of poetry. Robert Lowell, who wrote, "If we see the light at the end of the tunnel, it's the light of the oncoming train." Here's a poem for today by Richard Wilbur on his birthday, a poem entitled April 5, 1974. The air was soft, the ground still cold. In the dull pasture where I strolled was something I could not believe. Dead grass appeared to slide and heave, though still too frozen flat to stir, and rocks to twitch and all to blur. What was this rippling of the land? Was matter getting out of hand and making free with natural law? I stopped and blinked, and then I saw a fact as eerie as a dream. There was a subtle flood of steam moving upon the face of things. It came from standing pools and springs, and what of snow was still around, it came of winter's giving ground, so that the freeze was coming out, as when a set mind, blessed by doubt, relaxes into mother wit. Flowers, I said, will come of it. April 5, 1974, a poem by Richard Wilbur from his new and collected poems published by Harcourt Brace and Company and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can find thousands of classic and contemporary poems by hundreds of poets online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Schweitzer and Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.